By way of extras, there are two old oak chests in which parish records were stored. One bears the date 1717 and the names Peter Morrie, John Evans and William Milner, i.e. vicar and church wardens.
The church has a fine collection of church vestments. A parishioner bought the vestments as a set in 2001 in Thanksgiving. They were made by Croft Design of Much Wenlock. Based on traditional Celtic knotwork, each chasuble has a different design and meaning. The purple chasuble contains within it the crown of thorns, with the knotwork very sharply defined, rather than flowing easily. At the centre of the crown is a piece of gold symbolising the fact that there is life after the cross. The white chasuble has gently flowing knotwork that radiates from the heart, indicating the love of Christ. The design is entirely in shades of gold and white, the traditional colours for Easter. The red chasuble shows flames of fire in the knotwork, the symbol of the Holy Spirit. These are executed in shades of red and gold. The green chasuble depicts Christ, symbolised by the cross, ruling over the world, indicated by shades of green and gold at the base of the orphrey. The cope design contains all the colours found on the chasubles. The design begins at the bottom with the darker colours of Advent and Lent, and moves upwards to the brightness of the light of the Easter resurrection and glory. Some of the colours are common to all chasubles to give additional coherence to the set. A blue chasuble has been made in addition to the main set by Elizabeth Joyce and designed by Marjorie Hurd to use for healing services. The Celtic-inspired design is based on Revelation 22. The river of the water of life flows from the throne of God and of the Lamb, and is executed in shades of blue and white. This is the end of our whistle stop tour of St Mary and St Helen Parish Church, Neston, and we hope you have enjoyed your visit and will join us again at some future date. God bless you.